When we had our first meeting, the principal said, well, we've never had a trans or non-binary kid. To which I replied, that you know of, and you most likely have, and you do, and you will. And so I think that acknowledging that these kids are here, even if you don't know that, and you need to act as though they're in your room, even if you don't know them to be, is a really important message, because we don't always know everything about our kids, and we can't assume to, and teachers don't, and parents don't. And a kid knows whether or not they're safe. And if they don't feel safe enough to tell you something, and if they don't read the room as a safe environment, they're not going to share that part of themselves with you. And the effects of that are not healthy for that child. So I think exactly creating spaces ahead of having a child in your room who identifies as queer or trans or non-binary, creating safe spaces for them to come into before they're there, or if they're there and you don't know it, is really important.
What would you say to other parents of younger children in the elementary school system that are just starting to go through this process?
I think the most important thing I learned is that acceptance is protection, and it's hard when you want to keep your child safe, because that's what every parent wants to do, is to keep their kids safe. And sometimes you think that the way to do that is to stifle who they truly are, or convince them that that's not true, or that's not right, or that's dangerous, or you can't do that. And I think what I've learned is the only way to truly protect them is to accept them exactly as they are. I think that start making your school a welcoming place means using the language. And oftentimes I feel like we're not using the words transgender and non-binary because we're scared of what other parents will think. And I think that's a huge part. Acknowledging the existence of these kids so that they can be celebrated is missing. And not tiptoeing around the issue, but actually talking about it, because gender is something that kids know and think about by age 2 or 3. And so not talking about it doesn't do anybody any good and can actually hurt students who feel like they can't be their true selves at school.